Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article from Inez Martins. Years of treatment with Spinraza show sustained effectiveness, from motor skill gains to disease stabilization, and continued safety across a broad range of spinal muscular atrophy patients, from toddlers to young adults, updated findings from the SHINE study show. The greatest benefits were among children with infantile onset SMA who began Spinraza before 7 months old, but some with later onset SMA and treated as teenagers also acquired an ability to sit or stand during SHINE. These findings, which reach out to 6.5 years for some patients, were to be presented at the 2020 American Academy of Neurology annual meeting in late April. That meeting was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and abstracts are available online. As the first approved treatment for SMA, Spinraza offers a significant data set that allows us to uniquely assess the safety and durability of repeated doses over time across age groups and varying disease severity, Alfred Sandrock, Jr., MD, PhD, Executive Vice President, Research and Development at Biogen, said in a press release. SHINE is an ongoing Phase 3 open-label extension study in a range of SMA patients who participated in 5 previous Spinraza-investigated trials, including the Phase 3 trials ENDEAR and CHERISH. All enrolled are receiving the active treatment. They initially were treated at doses administered in their original trial, but following a protocol change, all in SHINE were placed on the recommended Spinraza dose, 12 mg via intrathecal or spinal cord injection, every 4 months. This dose allows an initial loading period of 4 doses, with the first 3 given every 14 days and the fourth 30 days later. An interim analysis covering patients who moved into SHINE from ENDEAR, which assessed Spinraza in infants under 7 months, likely to have type 1 disease, was detailed in the AAN presentation, Nusinersen in Infantile Onset Spinal Muscular Atrophy, results from longer-term treatment from the open-label SHINE extension study. ENDEAR showed significant benefits in motor milestones and respiratory health with Spinraza's use. It was so successful that the trial was stopped early so all would be treated. Findings from SHINE continued to demonstrate the benefits of early treatment with Spinraza in this infantile onset SMA population. Based on the October 2018 cutoff date for this analysis, 89 children moved from ENDEAR to SHINE, 65 from the Spinraza group and 24 from the placebo group. At the time, the recommended doses used stated in SHINE, 36% of children who were on Spinraza treatment since ENDEAR were able to sit without support, 8% could stand with assistance, and 5% were able to walk with assistance. None of those who started Spinraza later, because they were on placebo during ENDEAR, achieved these motor milestones. These children, however, showed evidence of motor function stabilization. Data relative to a 2019 cutoff was not specified in the study abstract, but the company noted that the trend was similar, with those who began Spinraza earlier experiencing the greatest benefit, while those who started it later showed evidence of motor function stabilization or improvement. An analysis of SMA patients with later onset disease who entered SHINE after being enrolled in CHERISH or in the CS2/12 trial was in the study. Longer-term treatment with nusinersen results in later onset spinal muscular atrophy from the SHINE study. At the time of the analysis, October 2018, 125 patients from CHERISH, including 83 on Spinraza and 42 on placebo, as well as 24 from CS2/12, had transitioned to SHINE. Those on Spinraza during CHERISH and SHINE had better motor function, assessed through Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Expanded and the Revised Upper Limb Module scores, than those previously on placebo in CHERISH. Children and adolescents with SMA type 3, originally treated in CS2/12, also showed better motor function than those with type 2 disease. A later data cutoff done in 2019 included these patients as well as those who transitioned from the Phase 2 EMBRACE trial. But details planned from an AAN discussion were not in the study abstract. Biogen, in its release, noted that HFMSE and RULM scores were stable in these individuals, again demonstrating treatment durability. 7 young adults with type 2 and 3 SMA, who began treatment as teenagers during the CS2 trial and its open-label extension, CS12, are also now in SHINE. Some have been under treatment for up to 6.5 years, and as of October 2018, ranged in age from 19 to 21. In longer-term experience with nusinersen in teenagers and young adults with spinal muscular atrophy, results from the CS2, CS12, and SHINE studies, researchers presented data on 5 of these patients, 2 of whom were unable to walk when they entered CS2. Data from 2018 showed the 3 patients who could walk continued to do so throughout SHINE, while 1 of the non-ambulatory patients required an ability to stand with assistance and the other to sit with support during this trial. Later 2019 data reported most of these young children continued to experience either stabilized or improved motor abilities in tests measuring motor function. Overall, these new data showed that continuous treatment with Spinraza for up to 6.5 years improved or stabilized motor function and disease activity in a broad spectrum of patients with SMA, Sandrock said. These results are in stark contrast to the expected natural history of the disease, he added. Further, in a progressive disease like SMA, stabilization is an important measure of treatment success, allowing patients to retain motor function that may otherwise be lost. The release stated, as of March 31, more than 10,000 patients in over 50 countries have been treated with Spinraza.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Today I'll be reading from Brianna Alber's latest column, titled Disability Advocacy Must Include the Black Perspective. I love the disability community. I love our resilience, our creativity, and our willingness to adapt and change. We have visions of an inclusive world that celebrates diversity and supports marginalized people in their pursuit of fulfillment and vitality. To celebrate disability, we must acknowledge the community's diversity. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 26% of adults in the U.S., or 61 million people, live with a disability. People who identify as female, older adults, and individuals at lower income or education levels are more likely to report a disability, according to a 2013 CDC report. And disability disproportionately affects people of color. Among the report's findings, the CDC stated disability was more frequently reported by non-Hispanic blacks, 29%, and Hispanic, 25.9%, adults, than by white non-Hispanic, 20.6%, adults. The disability community is larger and more powerful than we ever could have dreamed. We have accomplished so much, and I have faith in our ability to make the world of our dreams a reality. But there is still work to be done. There are voices that go unheard, voices that must be uplifted, voices that will educate and inspire us, if we take the time to listen. I do not have the lived experience of being black and disabled. Today, I invite you to sit with and learn from the following black disability advocates, resources, and organizations. Soak up their wisdom. Then, most importantly, act on it. Show up. Do the work. Believe in the vision and make our dreams a reality. The National Black Disability Coalition. The NBDC is an organization for black disabled people that focuses on community leadership, family inclusion, and entrepreneurship, civil rights, service delivery systems, ableism, racism, and black disabled identity and culture. Like the NBDC's Facebook page and visit their website. Velissa Thompson. Velissa Thompson is a licensed social worker and advocate who is passionate about supporting and uplifting disabled people of color. She created Ramp Your Voice, a self-advocacy and empowerment movement for people with disabilities. Follow Thompson on Twitter at Velissa Thompson, and check out an archive of posts about people of color with disabilities. Amani Barbarin. Writer Amani Barbarin shares her perspective as a Black woman with cerebral palsy. Her blog, Crutches and Spice, is full of essays on ableism, racism, and disability advocacy. Follow her on Twitter, at Amani Barbarin. Kia Brown. Writer, journalist, and author Kia Brown created the viral hashtag DisabledNQ. Brown's memoir, The Pretty One, is a collection of essays exploring Black disability. Follow Brown on Twitter at Kia/Maria. Disability rights in Black, the hashtag. Earlier this year, the National Disability Rights Network celebrated Black History Month by recognizing the contributions of past and present Black disability rights advocates. Read up on the various profiles online. In researching this column, I struggled to find creators or advocates with SMA who also identify as Black. I know they're out there, and I know that we as a community would benefit from their inclusion. If you know of people of color with SMA, particularly people who identify as Black, drop links to their social media on our forums and on our main website. We want to hear from you. I'm making a commitment to diversify my network and prioritize the perspectives of people living at the intersection of multiple types of marginalization. Will you join me? To read more of Brianna's columns, visit our main website and check out her column, The Wolf Finally Frees Itself. Thanks, everyone, and have a safe and relaxing weekend. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.